Yellow Brian.
Hey, Brandon, what's up?
Well, we wanted to mark an auspicious occasion with a brief announcement. Those who are longtime listeners of the show will remember that right about 1 year ago, we announced the Intensive Care Academy, which is our other project. The podcast is the free open access project, which continues to march along as we always had hoped to do. But the Intensive Care Academy is the other thing. It's a subscriber-based, video-based project, which lives on its website, icu101.com. And we're right at about our first year anniversary. So we wanted to give a very brief retrospective on that and just kind of give updates on what's been going on for any of you guys who didn't know about it or are just wondering what has happened over the past year.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that it has been a whole year, but it has, right? And we have this great site, this great product, I guess, for lack of a better term, that lots of folks have signed up for and lots of folks are continuing to plug through the videos and participate in the live discussions. And it's been really great. So we just wanted to kind of update everybody in case you haven't heard about this or you don't really know much about it and want to know more.
Yeah, and we'll be brief because, I mean, this is an ad, essentially. But the reason that we're boring you with it is because if you're listening to the podcast, there's a really good chance that you'll be interested in this. It is overlapping and adjacent, but really very similar audience, I think. So what is it? Website, icu101.com, where you subscribe and you'll be able to watch primarily a bunch of videos. There's now over 40 hours, I think, of video-based lessons featuring Brian and myself walking through all kinds of content. And it ranges from foundational ICU material, all about critical care in general, ideal for someone like a new APP or a learner or a nurse who's trying to kind of build up that didactic foundation. There are procedural programs which cover just about every bedside procedure from lines to the various taps you might do. There's a whole airway course. And we've now, since launch, added on a PROCUS program, which is almost complete and covers just about every bedside application of POCUS. And then we're building out specialty modules for different types of critical care. So we have probably 90% of a MICU program in there for all the stuff you see in the MICU. We're building out the SICU course now, and neuro and CT surgical programs are going to be rolling out soon. So for kind of most flavors of critical care, there's stuff there. And we're kind of happy with it. There's always a million more things to add, of course, but I think there's a lot there for kind of people at every level.
And if you were around when we launched this a year ago and you heard about it and you sort of checked it out or thought about it, but you haven't really kept up or you're new to all this, the big thing that's happened here recently is the foundations courses are all CME accredited now. So you can get up to, I think it's 30 hours, 30 credits of CME included in your membership for the foundations courses.
Yeah, which means that once you've consumed those, and every year will be the goal, we may expand the number of hours too, you can claim continuing education credit. And this is ACCME AMA Category 1 credit, which means it's applicable to most everyone. Physicians, PAs, NPs, you got to check your own rules, but most categories of, you know, medical clinician can use it for your ongoing requirements. So that's a lot of credit, and it's actually a pretty affordable way to get it, even if that's the only thing that you're looking for.
Yeah, and speaking of affordable, because of our one-year anniversary, we're going to do a little celebration. In the month of August, we're going to have a sale. If you join in August, you can get a pretty great one-year anniversary discount.
Yeah, it's 20% we're going to give you off. And just subscribe the normal way, and when you get to the checkout, use the promo code of AUG25, A-U-G-2-5. So if the date still starts with August of this year, 2025, you'll get a discount. Just a little ways to kind of get you in the door. And we wanted to have a spectrum of content. So there's kind of a variety of things in addition to the videos. There's actually a couple of podcast feeds. So if you're a podcaster, just like this one, there's two additional private feeds available only to the subscribers. There's internal Intensive Care Academy Reviews, which is the videos in pure audio form. So just the soundtracks, which we thought would be helpful for people who like to listen, either to review, you watch the video and you want to hear it again, or just have another way of kind of hearing that content. You're in the car, you're working out, or whatever. And then Intensive Care Academy Pearls, which is standalone content, and is really, if you remember the old Turbo episodes of this show, it's basically that now. We pull them off this feed and they're there. So they're just me kind of opining on some standalone topic. And then what else? So we try to really foster some sense of community. We like to interact. And every month or so, we do a live stream session. So if you guys want to join and ask questions, talk about cases, we'll usually have some kind of topic we will chit-chat about. But really, anything is up for grabs if you want to bring it. You could submit questions ahead of time, or you can join the show. And that's kind of a chance for everyone to talk together. And then frankly, if you want to interact in other ways too, we're open. So you get kind of get access to the two of us for questions or queries or dilemmas or therapy or whatever.
Yeah, and the live feeds have been a lot of fun. We get together and people will post questions ahead of time. Like Brandon said, some people will show up and ask questions in the room. And we've talked about all sorts of stuff from, we talked about not long ago, postgraduate training programs for APPs, and that actually led us into the episode we just released not too long ago on the main podcast. We talk about things people ask questions like, hey, I'm a new APP and I'm going through the credentialing process. Any tips, or things like that? How do I maximize my PD funds? What are good conferences to go to? Stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really had a lot of interaction with this show as well as from the content in the Academy. So that's kind of what's been going on over there, guys. We're releasing new content every week or two. It's really been an ongoing thing, and that's been our goal. And we want to just take the chance to kind of fill you in on where it's at. But we thought there was a real gap in what was out there, particularly for new folks doing critical care, maybe especially for new APPs like ourselves, because that's always been a void, but really for anyone who feels the need to have a more structured, didactic background for what they're doing, in addition to just the learning on the job, on the unit that everyone is so used to doing. If you're new, if you have new folks, new hires, anyone who's looking for that, feel free to pass it along. Again, ICU101.com. Use that code AUG25 for this next month, and we'll see you over there.